gonna be ashamed to shout his name. I'm not gonna be ashamed to run the aisles. I'm not gonna be ashamed to dance, to jump up and down, because he is good to me. Hallelujah. Psalms 34 says, I will bless the Lord at all times. His praise shall continually be in my mouth. My soul shall make her boast in the Lord. The humble shall hear thereof and be glad. Oh, magnify the Lord with me, and let us exalt his name together. Hallelujah. I sought the Lord and he heard me, and he delivered me from all my fears. Hallelujah. I came into the house of the Lord on a Sunday morning, and he came after me. I came after him, and he came after me. I had a God encounter on a Sunday morning, and I was never the same again. Let's worship the Lord together in this place.
I'm go and to speak. And he questions in Exodus 3:14, who shall I tell them sent me? I don't even know your name. How am I going to do this on behalf of you when I don't even know your name? And he tells Moses, he says, I am the I am. He's telling them, I am everything. I am to be. I am all encompassing. I am which was, which is to come. I am every single thing you could ever need me to be. That's who I am. That's what I am capable of doing. That's how I work. That's how I operate. We serve the I am. We serve the great I am. Amen. We're going to put some names on the screen, and there's some real needs that are represented when we see these names. Sister Atkins, Brother Day, Sean Fredrickson. I want to highlight just a special need. If you follow me on Facebook or seen it on Facebook, there's a little boy. It's some of our good friends, their 13-month-old son. He was born a week after Paris. We went with them to tell a very short or very long story shortly. On Thursday, the mother took him to the optometrist. They noticed that his eyes were kind of coming close together, and it might have a lazy eye, and so she just wanted to see what the optometrist said, if he needed glasses. And during that exam, the optometrist saw what he thought to be tumors in his eyes, and so he said, this makes me really nervous. You need to go to a specialist immediately. And so they went Friday, and actually my wife and I got to sit with them in Des Plaines. And we just sat there waiting all day, waiting all day. They took the child back and waiting and waiting and waiting, and only for them to come back and say that he has a 1 in a million cancer. Only one child out of a million children have this retinoblastoma. And what it is tumors on the back of the eye, and it's a cancer that can spread very quickly into the brain and into the spine. And so they have to go back on Tuesday for an MRI. And they don't know how severe it is. They don't know. It looks like at least chemo for a year. They're hoping it's only chemo for a year. If it's bad enough, they will have to go in and have surgery. And when that happens with the children's eyes like that, the potential to lose vision is very high. And so they were just given, they woke up Thursday morning not knowing any of this. They woke up Thursday morning thinking he might need glasses, only to find out Friday afternoon that their child, their boy, their 13-month-old has cancer. The news, I can't imagine. So we want, as a church, we want to lift them up. And I believe that when we sing about the great I am, we sing about Jesus. He is a healer. And I believe that Jesus will heal Easton. I believe that God's going to work. So we are going to pray not just for Easton, but for every single need. And if you have a need today, we believe that Jesus will heal you. We believe and we pray and we want to pray with you. So let's just lift up each and every one of these needs right now. Pray like it's your own child. Come on. Pray like you really believe that Jesus can heal him, like Jesus can work, like Jesus can minister, for not just for Easton, but for every need that's represented. God, we call upon you. You are a healer right now. I pray, God, the stripes that were taken on your back, God, were stripes so we could be healed. God, you are a healer. God, there is power for healing in the name of Jesus. And we call upon that name right now, asking you to do the miraculous, asking you to touch in a way that we've never seen done before. But just because we haven't seen it yet doesn't mean that you aren't able to reach. Doesn't mean that you can't heal. Doesn't mean that you can't touch. God, in the name of Jesus, do a work right now on each and every one of these needs. Touch Brother Dave. God, there's a need for a miracle in Brother Dave's life. Heal his body. Do a work there. Touch Sean. God, touch all of these needs. Right now, I pray in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Come on, continue to pray, church. Come on, continue to glorify the name of Jesus. Come on, he's the great I am. Come on, he's holy. He's worthy. If you're going to praise anything, why don't you praise the name of Jesus? If you're going to glorify anything, why don't you glorify Jesus? He's the Savior. He's our King. He's our Savior. We thank you, Lord.
Holy, 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 holy
thou believest that there is one God, thou doest well. The devils also believe, and they tremble. There's nobody like our God. Even the devils believe, and they tremble. You need to know, you need to leave this place knowing that there is no one like our God. There is no one like your God. No one can love you. No one can keep you. No one can save you. No one can heal you. There is nobody. Nobody like our God. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. I love what we feel today. Continue today to worship. Continue. Let's have an attitude, an atmosphere of expectation. That just God is going to do something. If you brought a need, God is going to do something today. I believe it. A few announcements. We will have prayer tonight at 6 p.m. This Wednesday, we'll have worship and the Word at 7. February 8th, there will be a Ladies Connection this Saturday. Ladies, say this Saturday. Ladies Connection at Sister Connie's house at 11 a.m. to 1 p.m. This is a perfect opportunity to connect with somebody, to invite somebody, invite a lady, not a man. They won't be allowed in the door, but invite a lady, bring them. They don't have to look like us. They don't have to smell like us. They don't have to be. We just want people there. This is a time to connect with ladies. So Thursday, February 13th, this is a time for the men to connect with men. The men are going to be going to the Chicago Auto Show, downtown Chicago. They'll leave at 7 a.m. to have breakfast and then to go downtown on the train and spend the day at the auto show. If you're able to go and have any questions, check with Brother Kellum, and he will be able to answer those questions. It is on a weekday, so we understand if you have work, but if you can, get out of it. I've never been with this group, but they've gone a couple of times, and they say it's a great time of just men checking out cars. I mean, could you have a more manly thing than that? Maybe hunting. I mean, checking out cars while you're hunting, I guess. But you are invited if you are a man. Thursday, February 13th. Tomorrow night, there will be ladies' prayer here at 7 p.m. All the ladies are invited to that. We do have a special youth announcement that Brother Spencer is going to announce. Sister Johnson to get a pie in the face. Of you in our less than flattering state, I do believe. So it's worth, actually this one, Spencer, looks pretty good. Did you choose that one? Yeah. Huh. So it's just, oh, that's a handsome picture of Brother Kellum. Look, Brother Kellum right there. But go ahead and make sure, if you're not going to give, reason to give, to just come take a look at yourself and see a picture probably pulled from your Facebook. So if you're upset at the picture, it shouldn't be on your Facebook, I guess. But make sure you give. Youth Convention is always a great time for our young people. I know my wife and I have had a chance to participate the last number of years, and it's just an awesome presence of God. Young people, 1,500, 2,000 young people from the state of Illinois just coming together for one purpose, for one reason, and that's just to glorify God. Yes, they have a good time. Yes, there's fun also involved, but at the end of the day, we're there for church, and we're there for what God wants to do. So it would be a great time for our young people to go. Please support if you are able to do. Okay, and we are going to now, actually, if you have participated in the bread program for the month of January. If you would just raise your hand, we want to recognize you. Okay, look around. So we're going to do this in conjunction. If you have your hand raised, we're now going to go into a time of meet and greet where we get out in fellowship, shake hands. It is your responsibility to come and grab a muffin. Brother Greg is going to be counting and watching, so he is the bouncer. But please, let's get out of the aisles. Let's spend a few moments shaking hands, greeting one another. And if you participated in the bread program, make sure you come grab a muffin today. And you got to get here quick. Sister D is... as you're making your way back to your seat, if the ushers want to be prepared to take up today's tithe and offering, we do have a clarification, just so we're very clear. If you want me to pie my wife, you give to the men's jar. Whoever has the most money, they get to take the pie and put it in the other's face. So if you want the women to win, you put more money into their jar. Nobody wants that, so don't really do it. In fact, just put it all in the men's jar. But on the off chance, if you had a couple of pennies laying around, you put it in the women's jar.
Really?
It doesn't have to be pennies. No, it is. We accept any amount of money. I mean, $100 bills work fine. But yes, change works, cash works, whatever you got. We'll probably even take buttons. If all you got is buttons in your pocket, we'll take that. We'll figure out some monetary value. But we want to be prepared. We're going to say this declaration, our offering declaration, together. It says on the you guys ready? Upon the authority of your word, I have given, and it shall be given unto me, pressed down, shaken together, and running over. I am a tither, and I bring my offerings to the house of the Lord. I bring them today into the storehouse. Therefore, the enemy is rebuked, the curse is broken, and I live under an open heaven. We receive jobs and better jobs, raises and bonuses, sales and commissions, benefits and settlements, estates and inheritances, interest and income, rebates and returns, checks in the mail, gifts and surprises, bills paid off, debts demolished, and royalties received. I and my whole family am blessed and walking in the favor of God. I have health and abundance, and I am blessed coming in and going out in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. Give unto the Lord this morning.
Jesus.
chapter 16, verse 15. He said unto them, go ye into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature. He that believeth and is baptized shall be saved, but he that believeth not shall be damned. These signs shall follow them that believe. In my name they shall cast out devils. They shall speak with new tongues. They shall take up serpents, and if they drink any deadly thing, it shall not hurt them. They shall lay hands on the sick, and they shall recover. Luke 10, verse 17, the 70 returned again with joy, saying, Lord, even the devils are subject unto us through thy name. Through the name there is power. Through his name there is healing. Through his name there is victory. Through his name there is salvation. Through his name there is authority. Through his name there is anointing. Friday night, my wife and I got the chance to go to a young adult service in Aurora. And the music team got up and sang a song right before the minister got up to speak. And they sang a song similar to the ones that we sang today, a song just about Jesus. It was just elevating and glorifying the name of Jesus. And something happened in that service when we began to elevate the name of Jesus. Something begins to move and something begins to shift when you make up in your mind that I am going to elevate the name of Jesus. And it's something started to break and something started to shift, because God, when his name is elevated, he always steps in. I believe he's been in this place today. I believe he will be in this place today. And this sermon is not going to be a long sermon. It's not going to be a drawn out, building a foundation, expository type sermon. This is going to be very straight and to the point. I believe that God wants us to glorify his name. And when we do that, he is going to show up. He is going to move and he is going to work. My goal today is to remind somebody that in the name of Jesus, you shall cast out devils. In the name of Jesus, you shall speak with new tongues. In the name of Jesus, you shall lay hands on the sick and they shall recover. In the name of Jesus. I want somebody to know today that the name of Jesus holds untapped potential power that can change your situation, that can change your life, that can reverse a situation that you've been struggling with for years. But it is up to us to activate that name. It is the name is a good name. It's a powerful name, but on its own, it is worthless. But when we come alongside of it, and when we make up in our mind that I am going to use that name for good, I am going to use that name to see people's lives change, then there is power in that name. Today, I want to talk for just a few moments. Activate the name. Why don't we lift up our hands? And why don't we just make a proclamation that the next 15 or 20 minutes, however long it takes us to get there, we are going to be bought in. We are going to have faith. God, I pray faith into this room. God, I pray, Lord, I know it's an ordinary Sunday, but God, in an ordinary Sunday, you can move. In an ordinary Sunday, you can heal somebody. In an ordinary Sunday, you can break chains of bondage that have kept us bound for years, for a lifetime. In this Sunday, you can move. God, I pray that somebody would know that the name of Jesus is going to be glorified today, that it's going to be exalted today, that you are going to work in a mighty way today. Let it be done. God, lift us up today. I pray in Jesus' name, let faith arise. Come on, somebody pray for faith today. Pray for yourself. God, give me faith. God, give me faith, Lord. God, give me faith to face what I've been going. God, to speak the name over it and to believe that you're going to bring me through, to believe that there's a way out today. In Jesus' name, you may be seated today. There is power in the name of Jesus. You have access to the most potential, powerful thing in existence. The scripture says the name of the Lord is a strong tower. The righteous run into it and they are safe. I know we can, most of us could recite that scripture. We could find it in the book of Proverbs. We know it. Yeah, we've heard it before. I even said it last week. But get a picture that the name of the Lord is so powerful that if you could just get into it, if you could just find it, there is safety in the name of the Lord. There is a power there in the name of the Lord. There is power in the name of Jesus. Mark 16, the verse that we just opened with, verse 17, says, "These signs shall follow them that believe. In my name they shall cast out devils. They shall speak with new tongues. They shall take up serpents, and if they drink any deadly thing, it shall not hurt them. They shall lay hands on the sick, and they shall recover. In Jesus' name they will cast out devils." Not in Peter's name, not in Mark's name, not in Luke's name. In Jesus' name they will cast out devils. In Jesus' name they will speak with new tongues. In Jesus' name they shall lay hands on the sick and they shall recover. I believe that there is still power in the name of Jesus. That saving name can still touch somebody's body. That strength still comes from the name of Jesus. That joy still comes from the name of Jesus. That peace still comes in the name of Jesus. I believe people are still being healed by the name of Jesus. Not by my name, not by your name. We have no power in our name. But when we start to exercise the name of Jesus, when we begin to activate the name of Jesus, things change. People change. Lives change. Look at what happened in the book of Acts when Peter started to activate the name of Jesus. A story we know well, Acts 3, verse 6. It says, "Then Peter said, Silver and gold have I none, but such as I have give I thee in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Rise up and walk. And he took him by the right hand and lifted him up. And immediately his feet and ankle bones received strength. He, leaping up, stood, walked, and entered with them into the temple, walking and leaping and praising God." That boldness that Peter had, this lame man, this impotent man, had been laying at the gates. He had been impotent since birth. He had been lame since birth. He could not move since birth. And Peter, I don't know what was different about that day walking past him at the temple gates. I don't know what changed that day, but something got in Peter's mind that, you know what? This guy's been lame long enough. I am going to begin to activate the name of Jesus. And when that boldness came upon Peter, he spoke to him, he reached for him, and that man got up and went walking and leaping and praising God. We should have a boldness like Peter. We have the same name that Peter does. We have the same Holy Ghost that Peter does. We should have the same boldness that Peter does to speak to situations and say, "I don't have silver, I don't have gold, but I got the name of Jesus, so rise up and walk. I got the same power in the name of Jesus, so be healed. Be healed. Be healed by the name of Jesus." There's no secret formula to healing. There's no magic. You say this, you do this, you spin around three times, and then you're healed. No, you just activate the name of Jesus, and you let him work in your life. You let him take care of it. We got to be bold and have that boldness and to ask it like Peter did. John 14, verse 13 says, "Whatsoever you shall ask in my name, that will I do, that the Father may be glorified in the Son. And if ye shall ask anything in my name, I will do it." What did you bring today needing God to do in your life? What sickness, what pain, what heartache, what family situation, what difficulty, what trauma, what stress, what financial, what spiritual, what physical, what did you bring today needing God to do? He's simply saying, "Ask in my name and I will do it." Ask in his name. Ask in the name of Jesus and he will do it. And as I said, this isn't a magic trick. This isn't just speaking Jesus and walking away and it's just taken care of. This isn't a prosperity gospel. There is a formula to walking with him. There is a formula to believing upon him. There is a relationship aspect. You don't just speak it without having some sort of connection to him. Look at what happens if you try and do that without a relationship and a connection to him. In Acts 19, verse 13 through 16, it said, "Then certain of the vagabond Jews, exorcists, took upon them to call over them which had evil spirits the name of the Lord Jesus, saying, We adjure you by Jesus whom Paul preacheth. And there were seven sons of one Sceva, a Jew, and the chief of priests which did so. The evil spirit answered and said, Jesus I know. Paul, I know. But who are you? And the man in whom the evil spirit was leaped on them and overcame them and prevailed against them, so that they fled out of the house naked and wounded. They said to him, he tried to use the name of Jesus. And I like how he even said it, whom Paul preacheth. Not who I preach, but who I've heard Paul talking about. I adjure you in his name, in the name of Jesus, whom Paul preacheth. And that spirit looked at him and said, Jesus, I know. Paul, I know. But you don't have any sort of that relationship, that anointing, that power that they have. You don't intimidate me. Just calling upon the name of Jesus without something more doesn't intimidate the enemy. But if you could take a Holy Ghost-filled man or woman, if you could take someone on fire, full of the Holy Ghost, and you combine it with the power of the name of Jesus, the enemies have to flee. The demons have to flee. See, it's not just enough to have Jesus on his own. It's us coming alongside and being full of the Holy Ghost. And then when we enact and activate that name of Jesus, we have power over the enemy. We have power over sickness. We have power over death. We have power. We have power. We have power, but we have to activate that power. You were called. We were called to be filled and full of God's Spirit, full of the Holy Ghost. And when we're full, we activate that power. The scripture I read, Luke 10:17, the 70 returned again with joy, saying, Lord, even the devils are subject unto us through thy name. I mean, they were so excited. Whoa. Look at what do we just stumble into? What do we got? What do we have? We have this power. We have this power, and we have the same power. But if you're full of the Holy Ghost, if you have His Spirit living inside of you, it's not enough for you to keep it contained. Why bottle this up? The world needs what you got. This isn't just for you. We're not trying to get to heaven with us 52 people here today and nobody else. God is calling us to share what we got, to let this spill out, let His Spirit spill out, and to reach our generation, to reach our people. Because the people need to know that Jesus is the only saving name. There is salvation in the name of Jesus. The man that went walking and leaping and praising God that we just talked about, the Jews saw it, the Jewish leaders, and they were so upset and bothered. They grabbed Peter, and they imprisoned him, and they questioned him. And they said, by whose name? How could you have performed this miracle? By whose name did you do this? And Peter, in Acts 4, verse 8, filled with the Holy Ghost. I like that descriptor of Peter. Then Peter, filled with the Holy Ghost. A lot happens when you are then Peter, filled with the Holy Ghost. Then Lauren, filled with the Holy Ghost. Then Brother Span, filled with the Holy Ghost. Then Sister Holly, filled with the Holy Ghost. That's where the power comes from. When it's then blank, filled with the Holy Ghost. Not then Titus, doing his own thing on his own, spoke. That has no power. There's no power when you invoke the name of Jesus on your own. But when it's then Titus, filled with the Holy Ghost, speaks the name Jesus, there is power in that name. When it's then you, filled with the Holy Ghost, speaks the name Jesus, there is power. He goes on to say, ye rulers of the people, elders of Israel, if we this day be examined of the good deed done to the impotent man, by what means he is made whole, be it known unto you and to all the people of Israel that by the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, whom you crucified, he just had to dig them right there, the guy you crucified, whom God raised from the dead, even by him doth this man stand here before you whole. This is the stone which was set at naught of you builders, which has become the head of the corner. Neither is there salvation in any other, for there is none other name under heaven given among men whereby we must be saved. It is nothing but the name of Jesus that saves. His name saves. His name saves. No other name brings salvation but the name of Jesus. There's no other name that when you're buried, you're not buried by any other name, can offer you salvation. Only the name of Jesus. Philippians 2:9 says, wherefore God also hath highly exalted him, given him a name which is above every name, that at the name of Jesus every knee should bow, of things in heaven, of things in earth, and of things under the earth. and that every tongue should confess that Jesus Christ is Lord to the glory of God the Father. One day, maybe tomorrow, maybe 100 years from now, I'm not here to tell you when. I just know one day, every knee will bow. Every tongue will confess. Every knee will bow at the name of Jesus. I don't know what it's going to look like. I hope that it is a moment that you see all of eternity, all of souls gathered in one place, and the name of Jesus is spoken, and every knee will take a bow, because we will understand we are not worthy. We are not elevated. We are nothing. We are His creation, and we were called to glorify the name of Jesus. We are not worthy to stand in the presence of the Almighty God. Every knee will bow. I make the choice today. I make the decision today. Instead of Him forcing me to bow, I choose to bow. I choose to confess that Jesus Christ is Lord over my life. I make it while I still have the choice. One day you will not have the choice. You will bend. You will bow. You will confess. I choose while I still have the ability, while I still fight this flesh like Brother Kellum talked about. Every day I bow. Every day I confess. Because my flesh is fighting me. My flesh is battling me. But every day I confess that Jesus Christ is Lord. He is Lord. He is Lord. Peter preached it on the day of Pentecost. And we all know it. But Acts 2:38. Then Peter said unto them, repent and be baptized every one of you in the name of Jesus Christ. This baptismal tank is for the purpose of you being baptized in the name of Jesus Christ for the remission of your sins. We bury you in Jesus Christ. You come up in Jesus Christ. If you look in the Bible, you look in Acts 2, Acts 8, Acts 10, Acts 19, anytime somebody was baptized, it was baptized either in the name of the Lord, which is Jesus Christ, or it was baptized in Jesus Christ. That is who they baptized in. That is who we baptize in. We baptize in the name of Jesus Christ because that is the only name that brings salvation. That is the only name. That is the name that we believe on. Amen. Amen. Let's stand. I told you it'd be brief today, and we're going to close, and we're going to experience a move of God. I believe it. I believe that God wants to do something today. I believe that God still is healing. I believe that God still is forgiving. I believe that God is still offering salvation today. Friday night, we went to that hyphen service, and I was talking to Brother Les Cotton, and he pastors in Champaign-Urbana. And he was just telling about the revival and just the outpouring of the Holy Ghost they've experienced over the last several months. And he was just talking, and he said just a couple of weeks ago, I think it was at the end of December, they had an ordinary Sunday service. It wasn't, you know, it was a good service, but they didn't have a special speaker. It wasn't a special service by any regular or by any means. It was just a regular Sunday service. And he got up right before he preached, and he had time for a word of prayer. And he invited those that had needs, if they had sickness in their body, to come forward, and they were going to pray with them. And there was a man in the church that on that Friday before had gotten into an accident at work, and he had torn multiple ligaments in his forearm. And it made it to the point that he couldn't rotate his arm and he could barely elevate his arm. And so he went to urgent care. They did x-rays and an MRI, and they saw the torn ligaments in his forearm. And they said, well, we can't do surgery until Monday. Here's this sling. Here's some painkillers. You know, just try and not move it. We'll do surgery first thing Monday morning. So that guy came in to church. He came forward and he said, I want to be prayed for today. They prayed for him, and when Brother Les tells the story, it wasn't like the heavens opened. It wasn't, you didn't see angels coming down touching the man, but he just got prayed for. Everyone went back to their seats, and Brother Les said he was trying to get into his scripture, trying to read his text, and he noticed out of the corner of his eye that that man was standing there and was kind of doing one of these numbers, kind of doing the chicken wing a little bit. And he said it was really distracting trying to read his text because he can see this guy, and he started to kind of watch him out of the corner of his eye, and he starts to kind of rotate and starts to move in his sling. And he's just kind of adjusting and doing this, and then all of a sudden, with his arm, he reaches out and grabs. grabs the sling, lifts it up, and while he's trying to read his text, starts doing this number. And Brother Les put it funny, which is just funny. He said he had his iPad, and he went like this. Just shut it off and let the presence of God sweep in. And he said they had four miracles, not just, I wasn't feeling well and now I'm feeling better, four actual real, and I'm not putting that down, hear me, but four miracles that they could go to a doctor. He went Monday morning to that doctor, getting ready to have surgery. They did that same x-ray and MRI, and the doctor said, well, we must have messed up on Friday. I don't know if it was a bad bulb, I don't know what it was, but we can't see any torn ligaments here. We don't see any ligaments here. There is a lady, I just saw this past week. Last Sunday night, there's a church right by my parents' church in South Bend, Indiana. She had stage 3 colon cancer. She had chemo and radiation for the last 4 or 5 months. She had been struggling. And the chemo and radiation really wasn't working. They were starting to have the conversation about upping the dosage for this stage 3 cancer. They didn't want it to progress. She came on Sunday night. They had prayer for her. And in that service, the way it was described, there was a shift. There was, I mean, I don't know if angels actually came down, but there was a noted difference in her body. And she started telling people, I don't know what happened, but I just feel different. I feel different. I'm not sure what happened. She had her appointment on Wednesday of this past week. Stage 3 colon cancer. Chemo for up to 6 months. Radiation. They had plenty of x-rays and MRIs and CAT scans to show that she had cancer. They went to do the CT scan, and they went to look at how they were progressing with the chemotherapy. The doctor looked at her, and he said, wow, incredible news. That chemotherapy that we've been doing all of a sudden just started working. You don't have any sign of cancer in your body. I don't see any cancer. And she looked at him and said, no, my God is a healer. They prayed for me on Sunday. I felt the cancer leave my body. God is a healer. God is a healer. When you pray the name of Jesus, when you activate it with your faith, with you being full of the Holy Ghost, God steps in and God moves in a mighty way. The scripture in James 5:14 says, is any sick among you? Let him call for the elders of the church. Let them pray over him, anointing him with oil in the name of the Lord. And the prayer of the faith shall save the sick. The Lord shall raise him up. And if he have committed sins, they shall be forgiven him. God still heals. God still works. God still touches cancer. He still repairs broken families. He still touches broken hearts. He still knows what you are up against. He still knows what you are facing. We prayed for that little boy, Easton. We lifted him up earlier. And I believe with everything in me, and this is a bold thing to say, and I'm not comfortable being this way. I don't like doing this because I don't want to put myself out there. But I am believing that by the power of the name of Jesus, that when he goes on Tuesday for that MRI, I believe in the power of the name of Jesus, that when you lay hands on the sick and you call the name of Jesus, they are recovered, because it is the powerful name of Jesus. I believe it. The scripture says to ask the elders to come forward and anoint you with oil. I'm going to ask our ministry team if they would come forward right now. They're going to get in a position, and I believe that if you have a need today, if you have a family member that has a need today, you can come in place of them, and they are going to lay hands on you, they are going to anoint you, and we are going to believe that these men that are full of the Holy Ghost are going to speak the name of Jesus over you, and healing is going to go forward. Before you come, we're going to pray, we're split out, we're going to pray the prayer of faith. We are going to pray as a church, believing. Faith is going to rise up. We believe the word of God is true.
this is not the word of Titus. We stand upon the word of God. And I believe that if you need a miracle in your body, you will be healed today. If you need a miracle in your finances, you will get that today. If you need the Holy Ghost, today is a good day to get the Holy Ghost. Today is a good day to be covered in his blood in baptism. So why don't we just lift up our hands and let's pray the prayer of faith right now. In the name of Jesus, God, I pray that faith would arise. God, that somebody would step out of their pew and believe that you are a healer. Believe that you're a prayer-answering God. Believe that when they lay hands upon us, we will be healed. There is healing today. Come on, let your faith be exercised right now. Come on, elevate your faith right now in what Jesus can do, how he's going to move, how he's going to work right now in Jesus' name. Now we're inviting you to come forward if you have a need. Come on, won't you step out of the aisle? Come on, come forward. Allow yourself to be activated, to activate your faith. Allow yourself to be exposed right now. Come on, be vulnerable with what you need. Come on, you need a prayer answered right now. In the name of Jesus. Come on, step out. Let there be healing that goes forth right now in the name of Jesus. Come on, that's it. That's it. Believe. Come on, you got a need and you need Jesus to touch. You need Jesus to work. Hallelujah. Come on, that's it. Come on, keep praying. Keep praying. Keep believing. Keep believing. Keep believing. I believe that God's going to do a work. God's going to get the glory. Come on. We need God to move right now. We need God to speak to us right now. We need the Holy Ghost to touch. I call upon the name of Jesus. I call upon the name of Jesus. Oh, the name of the Lord is a strong tower. The righteous run into it. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Come on, that's it. Come on, God's doing something. God's working. Push a little bit harder. Come on, get past what you're comfortable with. Step into the presence of his glory. And we'll receive the victory that you need right now. In the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Come on, that's it. Come on. Come on, let's just entertain his presence right now. Come on, if you're done praying for yourself, find somebody else to pray for. Come on, connect with somebody. Come on, glorify the name of the Lord together. Hallelujah. We lift you up, Jesus. You're a healer, Jesus. You're a healer, Jesus. You're restoring, Jesus. God, you're touching right now, right now, right now, right now, Jesus. God, break chains right now, Jesus. Do the work right now, Jesus. Jesus, we need you to touch. Jesus, we worship you. Hallelujah. 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 Come on, right where you're at, why don't you just lift up your hands and continue to pray. Come on, God's still here. Come on. Lift up a loved one right now. If there's a lost loved one, why don't you just plead the blood of Jesus? Call upon the name of Jesus over that lost loved one. Oh, if it's a child, if it's a family member, won't you speak the name of Jesus? Come on, faith is here. Come on, the Spirit is here. Let's call upon the name of Jesus. God, we need you right now. Jesus, 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 Jesus. Amen, 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 amen. We're going to pray right now for Sister Darlene. She's had eye troubles. All of you know it. She's struggled. But I believe in the name of Jesus that she can be healed in this moment. Come on. Come on. Let's just pray a prayer of faith, and let's believe and let's bind together in the name of Jesus. Oh, come on, just for a moment longer, just lift up your hands and glorify the name. Oh, God, we praise you. Oh, God, we lift you up. Oh, God, we glorify the name. God, it is a name above every other name. There is no other name under heaven given among men, God. Oh, we thank you, Jesus.
Jesus.
That passage about the lame man and Peter, he spoke the name of Jesus, but it's not then is the man healed. It's not in that moment that he's healed. It's when he reaches down, he grabs him by the right hand and pulls him up. The scripture says immediately then
He receives strength in his feet and his ankles. It's not enough to speak the word. You got to step out in faith. You got to just put that hand out there. What would have happened if Peter put his hand out and that man didn't stand up? I don't know, but Peter didn't have to find out. The worst thing that would have happened is if he would have stayed lame. That's the worst thing that would happen. What's the worst thing for you just to say, God, I need you to do something now? If God doesn't do it, then you're still in your situation. But what if God does? What if today is the day that you get your miracle that you've been praying for, that you've been believing for? Get your miracle. Get your miracle today. No. Jesus' name. God, I pray. Jesus' name. Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Before we close, I want to give one more opportunity. If you have a need and you want us to pray with you, I know we've prayed all over this place, but if you still feel like you have a need and you want us to pray, why miss an opportunity for what God is doing? I'm not pushing anybody, but if anybody would like one more opportunity to pray, we'll pray. Okay, that's no problem. I don't want anybody to walk away from this place saying, why didn't I just lift my hand? If the worst thing was you just lifted your hand and we prayed for 30 seconds, is that the worst thing that could happen? I just don't want anybody to miss out on opportunity. Okay. Would some of our ladies and our ministry team gather around my wife?
Thank you, Jesus. God, we thank you, Lord. We thank you, Jesus.
I wanted to say something this morning. You all know that God had healed my body, but 2 weeks ago I had some pains come back, and they're subtle, minor, and they got back. They got so severe that I called my doctor, and the doctor says, "I want you in right now." So I parked out in the back 40 like I normally do, and I'm walking into the doctor's office. They made special provisions for me. I went to go see a different doctor because my doctor couldn't see me. As I'm walking in there with pain, and it was constant since last Wednesday night, 24 hours, and sat in the doctor's office, and they take your vitals, and they said, "Well, the doctor will see you in a minute." And I sat there by myself, and I was praying. I said, "God, you healed me. I know you healed me." And I said, "I need another touch right now, and I need you to heal me." So they did the exam, did the tests, and they told the doctor, we talked, and the doctor said, "You know, sometimes these things will just go away on their own." And I'm thinking, no, I believe God just now touched me because he found nothing wrong, another test, another exam. But the thing that really hit home was when I was walking back out to the back 40 to get in my car, my mind came back. Said, I walked in here in pain, but I'm walking out with no pain. And God healed me right then. I know he did. And I know this is a healing service here. And claim your healing in Jesus' name because our God is a healer. And we talked about perfection this morning, how we're not perfect. We're still living in this body. This body will fail us. But we know the master physician, and he is as close as the mention of his name. And in Jesus' name, thank you, God. I give him all praise and glory.
Amen. Amen. What an awesome God we serve. Amen. 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 God is good. All the time. Let's just close. Let's just lift up our hands and let's just close in prayer and thank God for what he did today. God, I thank you, Lord, that you are on the throne, that you are a good God, that you are a healing God, that you have given us authority over the devils. God, you've said if we will lay our hands upon the sick, they shall recover. God, I believe that there are miracles that you did in this service. God, that when we activate the name of Jesus, you touch, you move, you heal. God, I bind every doubt. I bind every fear. I bind every shortcoming, every bit of us that would try and walk out of here, every bit of flesh that would try and say, well, nah, that wasn't real. No, what we experienced today was a real touch, was a real outpouring. Let it be sealed in our spirits. Let us wake up tomorrow believing and knowing that you touched us. Let us call upon your name and trust and believe that you are a healer. In Jesus' name, in Jesus' name, amen, amen, amen. You are dismissed, but be bold.